WhatsApp Aubrey on 072-702-1702.
19 minutes after 10 o'clock, and Asone Lekezenga is my guest, CEO and co-founder of the Flickr app. Good evening to you, Asone, and thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate your time.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me.
Sorry for mispronouncing your surname. I have been saying Kevenga. How do I pronounce your surname?
It's okay, I understand.
It's Gazenga, yeah?
Yes, it's
Kevenga. Okay. It's just that I don't want to mess up my pronunciation of your name, Asonele, because of the person you are about to become in our lives as we listen to your story. Tell me a little bit about Flickr, and what was the reason for the development of this app, Asonele?
All right, thanks for the opportunity. Flickr is a web-based app that was developed by four UCT students in order to help beauty stylists find customers online.
Yeah.
And it's very important in this time of COVID-19 because people have to adhere to social distancing. So having people going to sit in long queues in salon might contribute in spreading the virus.
And of course, the protocols, the rules around going to hair salons, beauty parlors and so forth have recently been relaxed such that that industry can work. When did you think about putting together this app? I mean, it must have taken some time. When did this idea start to, germinate in your mind?
So the idea started in 2018.
Ah.
The reason for starting that was because we did not want to go and sit in long salon queues as we were students at the University of Cape Town and we had a lot of things to do.
Yeah.
So we wanted to save time, and we also realized that people didn't have much information about salons and the prices of the styles and everything. So we wanted to take all of that into a website or an app so that it can be accessible to everyone in just a click of a button.
So this wasn't necessarily something that was inspired by the COVID-19 moment, I gather now, Asonele. It's something that had been brewing in your minds for some time.
Yes, it's something that has been in our mind for some time. But we realized that we could really contribute in helping to reduce the spread of coronavirus, especially in the beauty industry.
For sure. And I imagine that because a lot of people, like to look good, they like to go to hair salons and they, things such as personal grooming is a big, big industry in this country. If we don't make sure that we help in, the effort of trying to keep people socially or physically distanced in this time, we could be adding a lot of fuel to the fire, as it were. Tell me, who are your partners?
So my partners, I have three partners: Tsepang Mapiti, Blessing Zinake, and Tibelo Molete.
And where are they? I mean, I would have loved to have had a chat to them too.
So we are working remotely now. Tsepang is in Randak.
Right.
Tibelo is in Bloemfontein and Blessing is in Pretoria. At the moment, I'm in Joburg, but I'm from Cape Town.
Are they listening now?
Yes, they are listening at the moment.
Okay, great stuff. Asonele Kevenga is the CEO and co-founder of Flickr, an app that they've developed as a quartet of young minds from UCT. Interesting, Asonele, that when you speak of how the idea started in your minds, you speak of you wanted to contribute. You don't say you wanted to make $1 billion and become billionaires. And I suppose everybody wants, but it's interesting for me that your language says you wanted to contribute. Tell me about that kind of philosophy, that kind of thinking.
Yes. We believe that there are too many problems that we have in the country. And the best way to solve them is to look at them from a perspective of contributing other than making yourself a quick buck or quick cash. For example, the beauty stylists really don't have technology that can help them grow their businesses, it's usually these costly subscriptions that they have to pay, and they have to pay a lot of amount for that. So that is where the contribution perspective came from. That is why we even made Flickr in a way that it doesn't cost beauty stylists a lot of money. We don't even have a fixed subscription fee that they pay. It's based on the value that they receive from Flickr, which is a successful booking.
And is it working? I mean, are you guys operational at the moment?
Yes, we are operational, and most of our customers are in Mobley Observatory in Cape Town. That's where we started. But at the moment, we're trying to make the service available in South Africa. And at the moment, that's why one of the reasons I came to Johannesburg, so that we can grow this side as well and the entire country.
Four guys coming together, thinking about an idea of this nature since 2018. Tell me about some of the obstacles that you may have faced in your journey to this point.
So one of the obstacles we faced was really time. You know, we are students and we have to get our academics going. That was our biggest obstacle. And also getting more people to use the service. It was one of the challenges that we found to really convince them, because it's a new thing to them.
And how did you And how did you overcome that first challenge? The time, the scheduling, the coming together, four different people doing different things. I'd be interested to also find out what sort of studies you were involved in, because I would imagine that that is part of the reason why time would have been a big issue, that you had to share your focus on your app development and your business development with the fact that you're students, you're studying. Tell me how you overcame that.
All right. So just to give you an idea of what we're studying, I'm studying finance and economics. Tapang is doing mechanical engineering. Blessing is doing mechanical engineering, developer computer science. And those are really demanding fields. So how we overcame the problem of time, we started... we scheduled, we meet on Friday evenings, and each and every day we dedicate an hour into the idea when we are not on vacation from school.
And that was something that you consistently did over the last 2 years, I suppose.
Yes, that's what we constantly did. And sometimes we had to put more time, for example, spend more time during the weekend working on Flickr.
See, the reason why I'm mentioning this, Asonele, is because there are many young people such as yourself out there with brilliant ideas. Yeah, brilliant ideas. And those ideas never see the light of day because of issues of time. And the discipline that is required to consistently meet with each other as you develop these ideas so that they once, you know, so that they become the app that you are talking about now, that we are talking about now, but also so that they become the business that you are now the CEO of. How do you advise a person that's sitting there that's got a great idea, but maybe saying that, you know, I just don't have the time. I'm just committed to so many different things, all of which are very important. Your studies would have obviously been important. How do you advise somebody that has that challenge?
The advice I give to the person is just get started. And also, it's easier to get started if you have a strong conviction about something. If you think this problem or this idea that you have is important enough, you should get started. I mean, it doesn't matter what the challenges are. And there are many services that you can use for free to get started that can help you as an entrepreneur to get moving. If you really want your idea to get out there, you should be able to be brave enough to just start. That's the most important thing. And if you don't get started, you're not going to be able to start your business, because an idea is just an idea.
Yeah.
So for you to be able to call it a business, you have to get started. So a strong conviction is very important, and that's going to propel you to get started.
Give us a call, 011-883-0702. Asonele Kavenga is my guest, CEO and co-founder, together with three other co-founders, I would imagine, of an idea that they started with. They had to be convinced that it is something that they need to spend time on. They did. They got started. Maybe you have an idea, but you're just not getting started. Maybe you want to ask somebody like Asonele to say, but how do I get started? Because the idea is there. You can feel it. It's a great idea. But maybe there's just not enough conviction in yourself to get started. What does that mean, Asonele, when you say get started? What does it mean for you specifically?
For me specifically, it means like look at the challenges and find a way to overcome them. That's what it means to get started. Sitting down and thinking about the challenges is not going to help you.
Yeah.
But you should think of innovative ways to escape the challenges, and that's how we get started.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think that is probably a big, you know, sometimes we talk about these things and it all seems obvious, right? Somebody maybe sitting at home is saying, oh, but obviously you've got to get started. Duh.
Yes.
But practically speaking, sometimes the getting started is not as simple as what people think it is. And I think that if it was that simple, more people would have the kinds of business that you guys have started. Talk to me about the practicalities of getting started. Here you are, you've got an assignment, you've got to hand in a particular assignment, you've got class, and sometimes the times don't really coordinate with the other three partners. You've got a party to go to, you've got to go there, you've been invited here, you've got to study this, you've got to go and speak there. How do you prioritize? How did you develop a sense of priority that said, listen, this is important enough beyond the conviction that you're talking about, but how did you practically create a situation where you were able to push other things aside in order to actually get started, practically speaking?
Right. So to what I mean by getting started, I'm like, you see this idea is huge and look at what is it that I can do now to take me a step further. For example, if you know that you want to build an app that is going to be used by a lot of people, ask yourself, what is it that I can do now that can be usable, like the most basic thing? For example, in our case, we didn't start by building coding from scratch. We used a website builder like WordPress, which is very basic, so that we can understand how the market is, which is the beauty industry. We just gave it to people to use it, and it took us a very short period of time to build it. That got us started. We did something very simple to get us started. So if you want to get started, ask yourself a question. What is it that I can do now that is not that difficult to take me to the next step? So that's where the practicality is.
Yeah.
You should ask yourself questions. Like an entrepreneur should ask themselves many questions. What is it that I can do now to get me the first customer? You don't have to get the 100 customers now. How can I get the first customer? What is the minimum thing that I can do now?
You know, somebody said to me once, you know, very, very closely related to what you're saying to me now, Asonele. Somebody said to me once that the big achievements that we see of people like Asonele and, you know, the people that we admire in whatever field are not one big achievement. They are, in fact, a series of small achievements achieved over time with consistency and discipline. That what we see as the big company, the company Fleeker, is actually a series of small decisions taken consistently by somebody with a real, real vision, who has a conviction about the fact that this idea is actually big enough for me to spend that time. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I agree with that. For example, in my case, I started thinking about doing a business when I was in grade 10 when I met my mentor, Zane from this cave.
Yep.
That's when my mind was shaped. It started then. Then that really helped me to think of practical ways to get started. So you don't just start something today and get big tomorrow. Like, you have to, it's a process. You have to go through some things and you get a lot of no's and people are going to reject you and your idea. So it's a process. It's not a one-off thing. It's a journey that an entrepreneur needs to embark on.
And one that seems to be ignited by the idea that you've got to have somebody who goes before you. There's a very, very popular saying in the isiZulu language that says, "Indlela ibuzwa kwaba phambili." So you are saying to me that you had somebody that mentored you, somebody who went ahead of you, who was able to help you understand the journey that you must go. How important do you think that was in the process of getting Flickr started?
It was important in a way that you don't have to go through certain challenges. You know, if someone has gone through things before you, you can easily ask them, like, how did you do this? And they just give you advice so that you don't have to go through the same thing that they went through. And I'm currently with my mentor now. You can, like, even ask him questions if you can about, like, how you really helped me to...
Now I want to ask you the questions.
It's fine.
I want to ask you the questions, Asonele. But what is your mentor's name? Because I think it's a great time at this point to acknowledge your mentor. And to not only acknowledge your mentor, but to pass on the idea to those that are at the level perhaps of a new idea, to understand that, yeah, perhaps we do need a mentor so that we don't need to reinvent the wheel. That the mentor is the guy that has gone through the trouble for us, that we don't have to go through anymore. And much of any project's time is wasted in doing things that you don't have to do if you had a mentor. So it appears to me that your mentor was a very, very important part of the development of Flickr. What is your mentor's name?
My mentor's name is Zane van der Skaaf.
And what was it that you would look back to and say that this is the one thing that Zane said to you back in the early days that has kept you inspired, that has kept you going, that has kept you focused, that has kept you disciplined? What is that one thing that has kept you in the difficult times, that has kept you going?
He really emphasized the idea of thinking big, and doesn't matter what the challenges are, you should always think big and be positive. Always know that if there's a challenge, there's always a way to overcome it.
And that was the one thing that kept you going?
Yes, it's one of the most important things that kept me going. To think about the bigger picture. Because, you know, sometimes it's easy to get trapped in challenges and problems. But whenever you try and remind yourself of the bigger picture, you get the motivation to keep grinding and hustling.
Yeah, because sometimes you can get bogged down with the detail of the moment, and sometimes the detail of the moment can make you forget the bigger picture. And you're saying that what Vane did for you is that he kept you focused and kept reminding you of the bigger picture. What was the bigger picture, Asonele?
So in that time when I first met him, it was not a bigger picture in the context of Flickr. It was the bigger picture. For example, that time he was helping me. I was in high school. He was encouraging me so that I could make it to UCT. Whenever I faced issues, he always reminded me of the better life. So he always told me, like, whatever I'm facing now, I should not worry about it, but I should look at the goal, which is the better life. And it really emphasized to me that whatever that is troubling me now, I should always think about, if I overcome it, what's going to happen next? What is it? What are the results if I overcome this thing?
Where did you grow up, Asonele? Where did you come from?
I was born and raised in a township in Cape Town called Khayelitsha. I'm sure you know about it.
Yeah. I've been to Mzolis.
I went to high school.
I
even went to high school there.
Yeah. Isn't Bramzolis still functioning there? I used to love eating the meat there, man.
Really in Google, but
is it in Google? See, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You see, I'm a Vali. Yeah, I'm from here in Mamelodi, Manmaybara. Sorry, I apologize. So, what do you think Vane saw in you, Asonele, for him to be inspired to stick with you? I mean, as much as you know, we want a mentor. We want a mentor to want us too, right? What do you think he saw in you?
So he's what he told me that he saw me. He saw that I was hungry and I was prepared to do anything to get me where I wanted to go.
And what do you think he saw? What do you think he saw? And let me tell you why I'm asking the question the way that I'm asking. There's right. many young guys from Mamelodi, from Khayelitsha, from Kukuletu, from Esterus, from Lanesia, from many of our impoverished areas that are yeah. hungry, right? That are hungry, that want an opportunity just like you did. But maybe they don't know how to present themselves to prospective mentors like you had in Vane. What do you think a mentor is looking for? And how can a young person express that which a mentor is looking for to that mentor in order to get the mentorship that you got?
Right. So a mentor is someone that wants to help you, but they want you to get the stuff done yourself. They're looking if you have a drive as a person, for example. Whenever my mentor gives me a task, like I make sure that I did it like really quick and give him feedback as fast as I can. So you should show like interest. If someone is helping you, you should always be ahead of them. Like don't just do what they are telling you to do. You should do more than that. You should exceed their expectations. So if you want to have great mentors, that's how you should be as a person.
Are you mentoring anybody at the moment?
Yes, I am mentoring somebody at the moment.
You know, you said Vane is around there. I'd like to speak to him if he's available.
Yes, he's available.
Can I speak to him?
Yeah, sure, you can.
Hi.
Hello, Vane.
Yes, hi.
Well, you're very, very faint, Vane. I don't know whether it's a connection issue or what the story is. Can you perhaps move around, spit in the air? I don't know.
Can you hear me now?
There you go. It sounds much, much better.
Awesome.
First of all, I want to thank you for what you've meant to Asonele Gavenga, who is somebody who's making us swell with pride with what he's achieved together with his colleagues. I want to thank you for sticking with the young man. I want to thank you for inspiring him. But here's the question that I want to ask you. What did you see in Asonele?
To answer your question... Yeah, and I think Asonele did give it a good try.
Oh, I'm losing you there, Vane.
Sorry, I was saying, thank you, Christian. I think Asonele did give it a good try. The thing that I really saw in him.
I'm losing you. I don't know whether how close you are to Asonele, but he was sounding very good, and I'm sure you guys are trying to keep social distancing. But I'm wondering if you can't use the same system.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Ah, wonderful. Go ahead, Vane. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, so sorry. To answer your question, I think Asonele did hit the nail on the head. There was that I asked him one question when I found him in Golden Future at UCT, was that I said, if you're willing to come and put in the effort, I'll help you. And that from that day, he put in every effort that there was afterwards. He made my job very easy. And the one thing that I always commend him on is that he takes advice like nobody else. he asks questions and he listens to the answer. And ultimately, his willingness to learn has got him to this point. He's on his way to graduate from UCT and he's pushing his startup tech business. So I'm very proud of him. It's 7 years in the making and I'm
wow.
very happy to.
So what you're saying to me is that he was teachable. There was a humility about him that wasn't just a humility, but it was an active teachability. He didn't just sit there and listen to you. He did what you told him.
Exactly. It was just his willingness and his drive. And I've always commended him on it, and I can't take too much credit for it because, you know, everybody has good advice, but it takes somebody else to follow through with it, you know.
Well, you know, Vane, I want to thank you again for just sticking with Asonele. Here we are celebrating him and his colleagues, we are celebrating him because we believe that if he sticks with it, and hopefully you stick with him too, that we'll be able to point at him one day and say, hey, there's Asonele Gavenga. He's sitting right there with Elon Musk and the boys, you know?
If I can also give one shout-out, I have another mentee, Paul Womba. He just passed his APC mock exam for his chartered accounting qualification. So it's been a very good night all around.
Excellent stuff. Thanks very much, Vane. I really appreciate the work that you're doing with Asonele, and long may your relationships continue with Asonele.
Thank you very much.
Much appreciated. Asonele, so I believe that the relationship that you have with Vane, the relationship you have with your partners, has also gone through times that were difficult. Tell me about some of those.
Yes, that's true. Like, we face a lot of challenges. The challenges that we face, not like when we had fights or things like that. We never really went through that.
Yeah.
It was just times where we had to strengthen each other, you know, where one of us goes through problems and we always there for each other. So that's what I can say about the difficulties that we went through as with Zane and my co-founders.
And what sort of conversations do you guys have? I mean, you guys are still a startup, right? You're not there with Elon Musk yet, right?
Yes, yes.
But what kinds of conversations of a motivational nature do you guys have to keep yourselves going? I would imagine that the millions haven't started coming yet, although maybe they're starting to smell. You can start to smell the million there. But what do you do when you are running into cash flow situations and you are having to pay suppliers, you're in a bind and the money is just not there? What do you do? What do you say to each other?
I mean, we're very transparent and very understanding. So we always make sure that we encourage each other and remind ourselves of the bigger picture. So it goes back to the thing of bigger picture. So whenever we have those challenges, there is one thing that keeps us going. It's the bigger picture. Where are we trying to go? What are we trying to achieve? So whenever we go back to that, we always get encouraged to keep pushing and not stop. Because, I mean, there are many things that could have made us to stop working on Flickr. Many things.
Tell me about Flickr now. The reason why I spent so much time on your personal journey, Asonele, is because I imagine that everybody that has a dream, that has a big idea, is going to pretty much go through similar things. And I'm hoping that whoever's listening out there that's sort of resonating with your story, and I hope they give us a call and maybe ask you questions, but the process, the journey that you've gone through is very, very familiar to me, because I've gone through a similar journey in my journey. And I would imagine that even Elon Musk, if we had to have him here, he'd probably talk of similar things that you've gone through. Steve Jobs, anybody that has gone through anything is probably going to resonate with your story. I want you to tell me about Flickr, the app. What does it do? What should the listener out there understand about Flickr?
Yes. What Flickr does is it connects beauty stylists to customers. Let me make an example. I go into the website. I'm looking for someone who can cut my hair. And when I get into the website, it recommends people that are next, that are close to me. For example, if I'm in Joburg or let's say I'm in Soweto, when I get to the website, it's going to show me beauty stylists that are in Soweto. then I can click on the Viris Tallis. It shows me the prices and the styles that they offer, and I can even view the work that they have done in the past. Then as a customer, I make a decision to make a booking. When I make a booking, the beauty stylist get a notification that I've booked. So that's what Flickr does.
So that would mean that the beauty salons in a particular area need to somehow give you that information, somehow subscribe to your to Flickr. Is that the process?
Yes, it's a very easy process. You just go on the website, flickr.org.za. Immediately you get in, there's a button called Add a Beauty Service. You click on that and you get started. It's a very simple and easy process.
And is there a cost associated with this?
So, yes, there is a cost associated with it, but we're very innovative about it because some beauty stylists don't make money all the time. And their subscription, there's a subscription that would have charged them, say, pay us 500 a month or 600 rands a month. But we don't do that. We only charge 10% per transaction, meaning that we only get a stylist to pay us for a successful booking.
So it's not an upfront thing. It's a payment that happens if the business actually happens.
Yes.
How successful have you been, Asoned?
Sorry?
How successful have you been?
We started in Cape Town, Mulberry and Observatory, since we're the students are just testing it out. In that area, they're successful, and now we're trying to put it in other areas. And in the past month, we've had some great success. We moved from 1,000 visits in the site to 4,000.
Wow!
Some big progress.
Wow, 4,000.
Yes, you're having 4,000 people visiting the site.
So tell me, what is your sales pitch? I mean, what do you do? I mean, you're here in Joburg at the moment, I believe, to sell, right? What is your sales pitch? What do you go and say? And be careful, bro. I'm a pretty hot salesman, you know? So I know these things. But go ahead, Asanele.
So the sales pitch is quite simple. We tell the beauty stylists that Flickr is there to get them customers and help them manage their business easily. So that's the sales pitch.
And is it working for you?
Yes, at the moment it is working because we've been calling some stylists and others have been calling us wanting to use the service.
And how many people are you employing at the moment?
We are not employing anyone at the moment.
So it's just the four of you guys?
Working on it. Yes, just the four of us. And also, I forgot to mention something that people don't just book on Flickr. I mean, there's an option to pay online in order to help with social
distancing. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You just pay online so that you can reduce the contact.
You're going to be graduating soon. I imagine that your other partners will also be achieving the academic journeys intent, right? I'm sure all of you guys are going to do well. You sound like focused people. Give me your average age, Asonele.
It's 23
years old.
Yes.
You know, I had conversations the other day with some people that were saying to me, you know, this Generation Z, they lost, man. You know, they lost. These youngsters, they lost. Guys like you make me realize that we're not lost. What are your projections? What do you think your business is going to look like in the next, I don't know, 5 years?
I believe that our business in the next 5 years is going to be helping like a large number of beauty stylists in South Africa and Africa at large.
Oh, so the idea is to go through to the rest of the continent, yeah?
Yes, that's the idea. It's not just to provide services to beauty stylists in just South Africa.
I firmly believe that it's guys like you and your four partners that are going to make sure that not only we as a country, as South Africa, are going to survive the devastating effects of the economy that has had to go down on its knees because of COVID-19 and other reasons, even before COVID-19. I believe very firmly, Asonele, that guys like you and your partners, and together with guys like Vane, are going to be the saving grace of the human race, ultimately. Because if entrepreneurs like yourselves don't step out, don't do the things that you're doing in the face of all of the criticism, have you had a lot of criticism?
Yes, we get a lot of criticism from people. I mean, not everyone believes in what you're doing.
And a lot of put downs? Do you get a lot of people putting you down?
Yes, we get that a lot. And as an entrepreneur, you should know that most people will be negative, and just a few people that will be positive towards you, and those are the people that you should really focus on.
And a lot of perhaps self-doubt that comes from yourself, does that happen sometimes?
Yes, it does happen sometimes, where you feel like maybe I'm not the one supposed to be doing this. It does happen, but you always remind yourselves of your abilities and what you've achieved in the past.
And sometimes a lot of lack of certain resources that you need at a particular time, does that happen sometimes?
Yes, it does happen, but you have to be innovative enough and overcome challenges, and also remind yourself of thinking about the bigger picture.
It appears to me, Asonele, that you have a thing that people call vision. Yeah?
Yes,
it appears to me that you have seen a reality that hasn't happened yet to those of us who are watching, but it seems to have already happened in your mind. And that's why you keep marching towards it. How can the rest of us develop that kind of vision?
I personally believe that a vision starts because there are problems that you feel like need to be solved. You have a vision because you believe that life can be better, not just for yourself, but for other people. And when you get to that point where you see yourself as a problem solver, that's how you develop a vision. Because a vision is how you're solving the problems that you're seeing. And I don't think someone who doesn't see problems can have a vision, in my opinion. So it starts there. Look around you. Look at the struggles that people are having and yourself, and have a vision of how can people's lives be better.
You believe that people's lives can be better?
Yes, sir.
Well, we have conversations here, Asonele, that can really make you depressed sometimes. You know, conversations about our economy, conversations about the corruption, conversations about the politics. We have those conversations. And somebody said to me, Orbs, how do you keep having these conversations on a day-to-day basis? Doesn't it depress you? I said, yes, it depresses me sometimes. And many times it depresses me. He said, why do you go back, and how do you keep going back? They don't pay you enough. I said, yes, they don't pay me enough. But you have just nailed it for me as to why do I keep coming back and having these conversations. It's because I believe very, very deeply, very, very firmly that there is a better reality out there, that we can live in a better country. We can be better versions of ourselves. We can be better citizens. We can have better governors. We can have better things. I really, really believe that. I really, really believe that. And I'm realizing that means that there is going to be opposition to that idea. That sometimes you're not going to feel like coming to work. Sometimes you're not going to really see it for yourselves. But it's that belief that things can be better that keeps me coming. And I want to thank you and the rest of the guys for inspiring us to think that it is better, there is a better day. How do people get in touch with you, Asonele?
You can email me at asonele@flickr.org.za.
And of course, if you can just mention for me the other three guys, because I think that they are as much a part of this inspirational story as what your story has been to us. What are their names?
Chapang Mapiti.
Yep.
Ibello Molete.
Yep.
And Blessings Dinake.
I want to thank you guys, the guys at Flika. I want to thank you very much for the work that you're doing, the rising when you fall, the ignoring of the hate and focusing on the bigger picture, as you've told us. You have made us very proud, Asonele. I want to thank your mentor, Vane. I want to thank you guys for sticking with it until we have started to hear about you. I want to say to our listeners that you first heard of Flika here on 702. You watch the space. These guys are going to go very, very far. I want to thank you for all of your sacrifices. And I really hope that Flika grows in leaps and bounds. But most of all, I want to thank you for the inspiration that you guys are and making us proud to call ourselves South African. Thank you very much, Asonele.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I also thank you on behalf of my co-founders and Zane.
All right. Asonele Kevenga, thank you very much. Give me that contact detail again. Somebody's asking for your contact details again.
It's Asonele.
Yep.
At flika.org.za.
Asonele, thank you very much for joining us. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate it.
It's 11 o'clock, time for Eyewitness News.